今天咱们来探讨一下小米现在遇到的一些难题。
Today, let's discuss some of the current challenges faced by Xiaomi.
其实这些难题的核心还是在于小米的手机高端化走得不是很顺利。
The core of these problems actually lies in the fact that Xiaomi's high-end phone strategy has not progressed smoothly.
然后汽车这个新业务呢又投入很大。
Then the new business of automobiles has also invested a lot.
回报又很慢。
The return is very slow.
同时
At the same time,
外界对于小米重营销轻技术的印象始终没有散去。
The impression that Xiaomi focuses on marketing and neglects technology has not faded.
再加上组织管理和现金流的压力也很大。
In addition, the pressure from organizational management and cash flow is also very great.
其实小米要想破局
Actually, for Xiaomi to break through,
关键还是要真正的回归到产品本身，通过硬核的技术、极致的体验和聚焦的战略来实现突破。
The key is to truly return to the product itself, focusing on the core technology, providing an exceptional user experience, and implementing a focused strategy to achieve breakthroughs.
而不是说单纯的靠营销。
Instead of relying solely on marketing.
靠性价比。
Based on value for money.
是的。
Yes.
那我们就直接开始吧。
And let's start right away.
咱们先来讲第一个大问题啊。
Let's start with the first big question.
就是小米在2025到2026年这个阶段遇到的核心困境。
This is the core dilemma that Xiaomi faced between 2025 and 2026.
首先咱们来看一下小米的手机基本盘。现在到底是遇到了什么样的份额和利润的双重挑战
？First, let's take a look at the basic situation of Xiaomi's mobile phone market share, which is facing double challenges of both market share and profit.
就2026年的第一季度啊。
Regarding the first quarter of 2026,
小米在中国市场的出货量同比暴跌了35%。
The shipment volume of Xiaomi in the Chinese market has fallen by 35% year on year.
然后直接跌出了前五名，全球的出货量也下降了19%。
Then it directly fell out of the top five in global sales volume, and its sales volume also decreased by 19%.
在4000块钱以上的高端市场。
In the high-end market, with a price of over 4,000 yuan,
小米受到了华为和苹果的双重挤压，然后
Xiaomi has been affected by the double pressure of Huawei and Apple.
然后再加上存储芯片的涨价以及高端产品的定价
Then add the increase in storage chip prices and the pricing of high-end products.
没有什么竞争力。
There is no competitive advantage.
所以小米的手机毛利率直接被砍到了8.3%到10.9%。
The profit margin of Xiaomi's mobile phones has been directly cut to between 8.3% and 10.9%.
就是有点只赚吆喝。
All just high.
不赚钱的意思了。
What does it mean not to make money?
听起来真的是压力山大啊。
It sounds like a huge burden.
那小米在产品力上面有哪些比较明显的短板
？What are the obvious shortcomings of Xiaomi in terms of product strength?
让它在高端市场始终没有办法真正的站稳脚跟。
Make him unable to truly establish a foothold in the high-end market.
最明显的就是小米的旗舰机型。
The most obvious is Xiaomi's flagship models.
这几年在创新上面有点跟不上。
In recent years, we have been lagging behind in innovation.
然后品控和系统的稳定性也经常被用户吐槽。
In addition, the quality control and system stability are often complained about by users.
所以高端用户的信任度一直都没有办法追上华为和苹果。
Therefore, the trust of high-end users has never been able to catch up with Huawei and Apple.
说完了手机。
Finished talking on the phone.
咱们再来看看汽车业务。
Let's take a look at the automotive business.
这个也是大家很关心的一个点。
This is also a point that many people are concerned about.
就是小米在这上面投入了这么多。
Xiaomi has invested so much in this.
到底现在遇到了哪些难题？
What kind of problems have you encountered now?
2025年，小米在汽车业务上面的研发投入就高达331亿。
In 2025, Xiaomi will invest 33.1 billion in automobile business.
然后还有工厂和渠道这些重资产的投入。
This also involves significant capital investments in factories and distribution channels.
虽然全年的营收做到了1061亿。
Then the annual revenue reached 1.06 trillion.
但是利润率还不到 1%。
However, the profit margin is less than 1%.
毛利率也只有 24.4%。
The gross profit margin is only 24.3%.
这和特斯拉相比还是有差距的。
This is still a gap compared to Tesla.
这数据看起来确实不是很乐观。
This data looks pretty bleak. Okay.
更麻烦的是
What's more troublesome is
2026年第一季度
In the first quarter of 2026,
小米只交付了8万辆车。
Xiaomi only delivered 80,000 vehicles.
距离全年550,000辆的目标差距很大。
The gap between the target of 550,000 vehicles per year is significant.
然后再加上 SU7 的事故和 Ultra 的退车风波，口碑也受到了很大的影响。
Then, the accident involving SU7 and the controversy surrounding Ultra's withdrawal also had a significant impact on its reputation.
还有就是因为造车投入巨大。
This is because the investment in car manufacturing is huge.
也拖慢了手机和芯片的研发进度。
This also slowed down the development of mobile phones and chips.
导致现金流压力也很大。
This also caused a lot of cash flow pressure.
2025年的投资现金流是负的 ,716.79 亿。
The investment cash flow in 2005 was negative at 716.79 billion.
好的。
Okay.
咱们再来分析一下品牌和认知层面的问题。
Let's analyze the issues from the perspective of brand and cognition.
就是小米长期以来都是以性价比著称。
Xiaomi has long been known for its high value for money.
这对于它冲击高端市场到底带来了哪些阻碍？
What obstacles did this pose to its entry into the high-end market?
因为小米早期的时候一直都是强调性价比。
Because Xiaomi has always emphasized value for money in the early days,
这个标签就很难撕掉。
This label is hard to remove.
导致大家对于小米的品牌价值始终停留在一个比较低的区间。
This has led to Xiaomi's brand value remaining at a relatively low level.
所以，当小米想要去卖一个高价钱的时候，
So when Xiaomi wants to sell a high-priced product,
用户就很难去认同。
Users will find it difficult to accept.
那为什么外界会质疑小米是一个组装厂？
Why would the outside world question whether Xiaomi is a factory?
这个印象对于小米的高端化到底有哪些影响？
What impact does this impression have on Xiaomi's high-end strategy?
主要还是因为小米太热衷于发布会、热搜这些营销手段。
This is mainly due to Xiaomi's excessive focus on marketing tactics, such as launching new products and generating buzz.
反而在核心技术上面的投入和用户体验上面的打磨是明显不足的。
However, the investment in core technology and the polishing of user experience are obviously insufficient.
再加上早年的松果电子自研芯片计划失败了。
In addition, the early plans for self-developed chips by Sony Electronics failed.
然后玄界 OE 出来的又很晚。
Then the hanging OE came out very late.
所以大家对于小米到底有没有技术决心是存疑的。
Therefore, it is doubtful whether Xiaomi has the technical determination.
那高端化自然就会受到很大的阻力。
This trend of high-end will definitely face a lot of resistance.
然后我们再说说组织和治理层面的挑战。
Then let's talk about the challenges at the organizational and governance level.
小米在多线作战的情况下。
In the face of multiple attacks, Xiaomi.
内部到底出现了哪些明显的问题？
What obvious problems occurred internally?
小米现在涉足的领域太多了。
Xiaomi is now involved in too many fields.
手机。
Mobile phone.
汽车。
Cars.
芯片。
Chips.
生态链。
Supply chain.
生态链企业有400多家。
There are over 400 companies in the ecosystem.
战线。
Front line.
拉得太长了。
Too long.
资源就会变得很分散。
Resources will become very scattered.
然后决策效率也会变得很严重。
Then the decision-making efficiency will also become very serious.
这么多的新业务同时在推进。
With so many new businesses being launched simultaneously,
那在人才和文化方面会遇到哪些比较棘手的问题？
What are the most challenging issues in terms of talent and culture?
高强度的工作氛围。
High intensity work environment.
对，导致很多核心员工都离开。
This led to many core employees leaving.
然后高端化和造车又需要大量的跨界人才。
Then, the development of high-end and car manufacturing also requires a large number of cross-border talents.
所以组织能力明显跟不上公司的战略野心。
Therefore, the organizational capabilities are obviously lagging behind the company's strategic ambitions.
还有就是因为公司上市之后
Another reason is that after the company went public,
一直都没有分红。
I haven't received any dividends yet.
股价也被腰斩。
The stock price also plummeted.
资本市场也已经把小米从科技股调成了低毛利制造业。
The capital market has already downgraded Xiaomi from a tech stock to a low-margin manufacturing company.
导致公司的融资空间也被大幅的压缩。
This also significantly reduced the company's access to capital.
下面咱们再来看看困境的根源。
Let's take a look at the root causes of the predicament.
其实说白了，就是小米为什么会陷入现在的困境。
In short, what caused Xiaomi to fall into its current predicament?
长期以来。
For a long time.
对于性价比的依赖
Depending on cost effectiveness,
到底给小米带来了哪些隐形的弊端
What are the hidden drawbacks that Xiaomi has brought?
小米太习惯用低价加上营销去快速的扩大销量
Xiaomi is too used to expanding its sales quickly by using low prices and marketing.
但是在产品力和核心技术上面的投入就会显得不足。
However, the investment in product and core technology will appear insufficient.
所以高端化的时候就没有什么东西可以撑得住。
So, when it comes to upgrading, there's nothing that can withstand the pressure.
明白了。
Understood.
那小米在战略的制定和执行上面有哪些明显的失误？
What are the obvious mistakes Xiaomi made in strategic planning and execution?
让它雪上加霜。
Make it worse.
从2020年开始，
Starting from 2020,
小米一下子就铺开了造车、造芯和高端化三条重资产的战线。
Xiaomi has launched three major asset-heavy projects at once: car manufacturing, chip manufacturing, and high-end development.
导致资源非常的分散，风险也非常的集中。
This leads to both a high degree of resource dispersion and a high degree of resource concentration.
然后再加上他又太在意流量和发布会。
Then, in addition to that, it's also too focused on traffic and press conferences.
对于技术
Regarding technology,
研发
Research and development,
品控和用户体验
Quality control and user experience,
这方面就明显的投入不够
This is obviously a lack of investment.
还有就是高端化的战略
And another is the strategy of high-end.
也是反反复复。
It's a cycle of repetition.
自研芯片也没有成功。
Not only did we fail to develop our own chips.
导致他错过了最好的时机。
This caused it to miss the best opportunity.
紧接着我们来探讨一下解决方案了。
Now, let's discuss the solutions.
那小米要想真的破局，
If Xiaomi really wants to break through,
在战略上面到底应该怎么收缩？
What should be the strategic retreat?
怎么聚焦？
最关键的一步就是要砍掉那些不是很核心的业务。
The key to focusing is to eliminate those non-core businesses.
把所有的资源都集中到手机。
Concentrate all resources on mobile phones.
芯片和汽车这三大主航道上面。
In terms of the three main routes of chips and automobiles,
尤其是手机，一定要作为重中之重。
Especially, the mobile phone should be the top priority.
把那些非核心的生态扩张先停下来。
Stop the non-core ecological expansion first.
全力的去提升旗舰机的研发。
To fully enhance the development of flagship models,
品控和使用体验
quality control and user experience,
让市场重新认可小米的高端产品力
reestablish market recognition for Xiaomi's high-end product quality.
这么说的话
Ed said,
芯片和汽车这两块业务具体要怎么调整才能跟手机形成合力？
How can the chip and automotive businesses be adjusted specifically to form a synergistic effect with mobile phones?
真正的构筑起竞争壁垒呢？
What really creates a competitive advantage?
芯片业务就是要彻底的放弃中低端，全力的去研发高端的 SOC、影像和电源管理这些核心技术。
The chip.Business is about completely abandoning the low end and focusing on developing high end SOC imaging and power management technologies.
然后和高端手机进行深度的绑定。
Then it will be deeply integrated with high end mobile phones.
让芯片加手机形成一体化的优势。
Create a unified advantage between chips.And mobile phones.
汽车业务就是要适当的放慢脚步。
The automotive business needs to slow down.
把 SU7 的品控、ADS 的可靠性和用户服务做扎实，用口碑来带动销量。
Make the quality control ADS of SU7 reliable and provide excellent user service to drive sales.
然后2026-2027年的首要目标就是要实现盈利。
Then the primary goal for 2026-2027 is to achieve profitability.
而不是去一味地追求
Instead of blindly pursuing.
规模。
Fail.
产品力层面呢？
Regarding the product level.
小米要怎么摆脱性价比的标签？
How can Xiaomi get rid of the label of value for money?
真正的通过技术和体验。
Through technology and experience.
实现高端突围。
在手机上面。
Achieving high-end breakthrough on mobile phones.
小米每年的研发投入都要超过150亿。
Xiaomi invests over 15 billion yuan every year in R&D.
然后重点去攻克自研芯片。
Then focus on mastering self-developed chips.
影像系统。
Image system.
电池快充和系统流畅度这四大难题。
Four major problems, fast charging and smooth system.
并且要把用户体验第一作为考核的标准。
And make user experience the first criterion for evaluation.
严格的去管控品控的故障率。
Strict quality control.
还有就是系统要做得更加精简稳定。
And also, the system needs to be more streamlined and stable.
定价上面也要敢于去合理议价。
You should also be willing to negotiate prices reasonably.
彻底的告别。
Complete farewell.
只靠低价竞争的老路。
Only relying on low price competition.
听起来手机业务是要全面的升级啊。
It sounds like the mobile business is going to be a comprehensive upgrade.
那汽车业务呢？具体要怎么调整？
汽车业务。
How should the automotive business be adjusted specifically?
就是要把安全放在第一位。
Prioritize safety.
对 SU7 的事故进行彻底的复盘和优化。
Conduct a thorough review and optimization of the accident involving SU7.
主动的去公开安全相关的信息。
Proactively disclose relevant security information.
让用户能够放心。
To ensure user safety.
然后在体验上面要专注于智能座舱的交互。自动驾驶的可靠性。
And in terms of experience, focus on the interaction of the intelligent cockpit, the reliability of autonomous driving,
底盘的调教和续航的真实性。
Drivetrain tuning and battery authenticity.
并且要避开跟特斯拉的直接竞争。
And avoid direct competition with Tesla.
主打科技平权和家用高端。
Focus on technology and high-end home use.
用自研的智驾和座舱技术打出差异化。
Use self-developed intelligent driving and cockpit technology to differentiate.
那在品牌重塑这一块
In terms of brand repositioning,
小米具体要怎么做才能够真正的摆脱只会营销的这样一个标签成
How can Xiaomi truly and permanently escape the label of being only good at marketing?
为一个以硬核科技著称的品牌呢？
To become a brand known for hardcore technology.
首先要减少对发布会、热搜和流量明星。
First, reduce the reliance on hot topics and traffic stars.
这些营销手段的依赖。
Reliance on these marketing techniques.
把更多的资源投入到技术研发、品控。
Invest more resources in technology research and development and quality control.
提升和用户服务上面。
In terms of improvement and user service.
然后要定期的去公开芯片研发的进展。
Then you need to regularly question the public's skepticism about chip development.
汽车的安全测试数据和手机的一些核心技术突破。
Automotive safety test data and some core technological breakthroughs in mobile phones.
用实实在在的数据去回应。
Respond with real data.
外界对于小米是组装厂的质疑。哦。
External doubts about Xiaomi.
这些确实都是很务实的做法。
These are indeed very practical approaches.
那具体怎么让用户真正的参与到品牌成长的过程当中呢？
So, how can we actually get users to participate in the brand's growth process?
可以建立高端用户的社群。
You can establish a community for high-end users.
直接去听取他们的需求和反馈。
Go directly to listen to their needs and feedback.
然后根据这些声音快速地去迭代产品。
Then quickly iterate on the product based on these sounds.
把用户口碑当成最好的营销。
Treat user reviews as the best marketing.
让自然传播去取代夸张的话术。
Let natural conversation replace exaggerated rhetoric.
慢慢地积累起硬核科技的品牌形象。
Gradually accumulate a hardcore tech brand image.
那在组织和现金流这方面
，In terms of organization and cash flow,
小米要怎么做才能够既提升效率
，How can Xiaomi improve efficiency,
又保证研发的持续投入呢
？And how can we ensure continued investment in R&D?
小米要大刀阔斧地合并
Xiaomi is going to make a big overhaul
重复的部门砍掉一些非核心业务的团队减少内耗
Repeatedly, departments eliminate teams that are not core to reduce internal friction
然后管理层也要把精力集中在产品和技术创新上面弱化营销在决策当中的比重
Then, management should also focus on product and technological innovation and reduce the proportion of marketing in decision-making.
那在现金流和人才激励方面
In terms of cash flow and talent incentives,
还有哪些具体的举措可以确保小米的技术驱动战略能够落地呢
What specific measures...can be taken to ensure that Xiaomi's technology-driven strategy can be implemented.
现金流方面就是要严格地去控制汽车和生态链的投资规模。
In terms of cash flow, we need to strictly control the research and development scale of automobiles and the entire ecosystem.
优先保证手机和芯片的研发资金。
Prioritize funding for mobile phone and chip development.
然后要力争在2026到2027年实现经营现金流为正。
Then strive to achieve positive operating cash flow by 2026 or 2027.
并且研发投入不缩水。
And also, research and development investment will not be reduced.
在人才激励方面
，In terms of talent incentives,
就是要加大对核心技术人员的股权激励。
This means increasing the equity incentives for core technology personnel.
吸引芯片
，Attract chips,
汽车和影像等领域的顶级专家加入。努力地去营造一个技术驱动的企业文化。
Top experts in the automotive and imaging fields are working together to create a technology-driven corporate culture.
然后我们来讨论一下雷军的角色回归。
And let's discuss Lei Jun's return.
这也是一个很有意思的话题。
This is also a very interesting topic.
就是雷军重新担任首席产品经理。
That's when Lei Jun took on the role of chief product manager again.
他会亲自参与到哪些关键环节当中
？Which key stages will he personally participate in?
这个对于小米未来的产品策略会有哪些直接的影响
？What are the direct implications of this for Xiaomi's future product strategy?
雷军会深度地介入到手机、芯片和汽车的核心技术定义、产品体验的打磨和品控标准的制定当中。
Lei Jun's deep involvement in the core technology definition, product experience polishing, and quality standards formulation of mobile chips and automobiles
不再只是做战略和营销。
Not just doing strategy and marketing.
所以他的回归会让小米的产品更注重技术和用户体验。
Therefore, his return will make Xiaomi's products more focused on technology and user experience.
而不是去追求一些短期的噱头。
Instead of pursuing short-term gimmicks.
明白了。
Understood.
那雷军在心态上面。
Lei Jun's attitude.
在价值观上面的一些调整。
Some adjustments to the values.
对于小米的长期发展会有哪些深远的影响？
What are the long-term implications for Xiaomi's development?
雷军现在更强调的是一种长期主义。
Currently, Lei Jun emphasizes a long-term perspective.
他愿意去花三到五年的时间。
He is willing to spend 3 to 5 years.
甚至更长的时间去专注于技术的积累。
Even longer time to focus on technical accumulation.
不再去追求一年一个大新闻。
No longer pursue a big news every year.
然后他也在内部反复地强调。
Then he also repeatedly emphasized internally.
让每个人享受科技的乐趣。
Let everyone enjoy the fun of technology.
希望大家能够把关注点从卖产品本身转变成做用户真正需要的好产品。
I hope everyone can shift their focus from selling products to creating products that truly meet the needs of users.
通过这样的方式去赢得用户的尊重和品牌的溢价。
This is a way to win the respect of users and the premium of the brand.
是的。
Yes.
今天我们其实聊了很多关于小米的困境和破局之道。
Today, we actually talked a lot about Xiaomi's difficulties and ways to overcome them.
其实说白了，就是小米只有真正的回归到产品本身，心无旁骛地去打磨技术，去打磨体验。
In essence, what Xiaomi needs to do is to truly return to focusing on products and then dedicate themselves to refining technology and user experience.
才有可能在高端市场和新业务领域实现真正的突破。
This is the only way to achieve real breakthroughs in the high-end market and new business areas.
好了。
Okay.
那这期节目咱们就到这里了。
Okay, that's all for this episode.
感谢大家的收听。
And thank you for listening.
咱们下次再见。
See you next time.
拜拜。
拜拜。
Bye bye bye.